It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There's a new face of Al-Qaeda. You can see him on videos produced by Al-Qaeda's propaganda machine. More importantly, he heads a small command that, among other things, helps direct Al-Qaeda attacks. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports on a previously little-known member of Al-Qaeda's inner circle.
When the U.S. managed to kill the head of the Taliban in Pakistan in August, Al-Qaeda filmed a video eulogy for the internet. The man who starred in the production is now the number three in Al-Qaeda's organization, terrorism experts say. His name is Mustafa Abu Yazid, and he's in charge of a key Al-Qaeda terror network.
The primary theater operations for command and control of Al-Qaeda Central are Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Vahid Brown is a fellow at West Point's Combating Terrorism Center.
And in that sense, the leader with the closest relationships with those networks critical to the activities of Al-Qaeda Central in that region is Mustafa Abu Yazid. And I think that's why he has become kind of the what many people call the number three in the organization.
Numbers one and two, of course, are Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri. Officials say that bin Laden and Zawahiri may have decided that they're more valuable as symbols than chief executives of Al-Qaeda, so they ceded day-to-day operations to trusted allies. Intelligence officials say Abu Yazid heads up Al-Qaeda's General Command Committee. That's the group in charge of planning attacks and strategy. Again, Vahid Brown.
He is a part of the next generation of Al-Qaeda leadership that has been launched, so to speak, in a very public fashion.
While Abu Yazid's public role is fairly new, he was there at Al-Qaeda's creation in 1988. Initially, he was in charge of Al-Qaeda's finances, a type of CFO for the group back when Al-Qaeda was in Sudan. He moved to Afghanistan with bin Laden in 1996, and that's when he began to develop ties with key Taliban figures. West Point's Brown says those connections made Abu Yazid a natural choice to lead Al-Qaeda's Afghan and Pakistani operations.
He does have quite good relationships with these networks, particularly in Pakistan and the tribal areas. He apparently speaks Pashto, or at least some Pashto, something that is kind of sets him apart from the other senior leaders that are now kind of taking a public role.
I think what's interesting is his pedigree.
Sam Raskoff is a law professor at New York University and an Al-Qaeda specialist.
Here's a guy born in the middle of the 20th century in Egypt. And that's significant because, with the exception of Osama bin Laden himself, Al-Qaeda was essentially, for many years, a thoroughly Egyptian organization.
That pedigree has become increasingly important as Al-Qaeda's leadership ranks have thinned. Intelligence officials estimate that about 50 members of Al-Qaeda's core leadership are still alive. And among that small group, only a handful have a long personal history with bin Laden and Zawahiri. Abu Yazid is one of those people. In fact, he spent 3 years in prison with Zawahiri in Egypt, and because of that, he's above reproach. He's completely trusted. Intelligence officials worry that Abu Yazid's name keeps popping up in relation to Westerners who've trained in Al-Qaeda camps. Officials say they believe that Abu Yazid sometimes contacts recruits. They also say he's become the person who must approve their participation in attacks. West Point's Vahid Brown says that shouldn't be a surprise.
It's natural given his proximity, his role, his very central role in the activities of Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, which of course include their interest in training people that can come through camps there.
It's unclear how many young men from the U.S. have gone through the camps or received Abu Yazid's approval. Intelligence officials say it's precisely those Al-Qaeda trainees Abu Yazid has singled out that worries them most. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.